Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and my co-host, Charlene McNeil. We're just delighted to be here this evening. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody. We send our love.
Before we get started into what I was going to present tonight, I understand we have a listener on board, so why don't we check with them first? Who's waiting for us?
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Carolyn.
You know, we got to stop meeting like this, dear.
Yeah. So
the world's going to start talking.
Well, I'm glad to finally be able to talk to you.
Mark, what can we do for you, dear?
Okay, well, we had that Akashic reading, and we, you know, in there mentioned about stuck energy in past lives and having clear negative thoughts and attitudes. And in the emails we exchanged, she mentioned that the possibility of clearing via the DNA.
Oh, Charlene.
Yes.
I had mentioned to Mark about giving us a call when you were on board because I think you could be of assistance to Mark.
Okay.
And he wants a bit of clearing in his DNA. Think you could do that for him?
It's all clogged up.
It's all clogged up.
What is the issue that?
According to my reading.
Okay, Mark. Since Charlene is not aware of what transpired, and rather than getting into the emails, let's give her something simple to work with. I can't recall from the top of my head what needed to be cleared in the DNA. Did we mention a particular issue?
Okay. Well, I had mentioned the violet flame clearing energy via that way. And then you mentioned the other possible way is clearing the ancestral negatives.
Charlene, we're talking about the ancestors in this.
Right.
I'm not sure which negative emotions that we were talking about. Did we mention fear, Mark?
One
of them?
We did not. I am not quite sure what specifically they were referring to in the reading.
Okay.
Charlene,
yes. Are you able to do a general clearing for negative emotions in the ancestral line, or do we have to be more specific?
Well, sometimes you have to be more precise. Give me an idea of where the body is manifesting it. Give me that first.
Let's
ask Mark. Mark, is the body manifesting symptoms in this case?
Do you have pain? Well, the only pain I've really experienced sometimes is in the left shoulder, and as of late since March, when I spend too much time outside, in the lower back.
Okay, left shoulder, lower back.
Okay.
Charlene, is that enough for you to work with? Let's see what's going on
there.
Yes, because
that gives me an indication what the issues really are.
Okay. All right, Mark,
you...
I'm going to turn you over to this wonderful lady for now.
Okay, can we talk while she's doing it?
Well, let's let her take the lead for a while and see
okay.
where this goes, and we can, you know, get into this later.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going into the quantum field or the God energy field, which is a higher vibrational frequency. And what I'm going to do is because I will be going into that state and talking to God about the issue that you have mm-hmm. and clearing your ancestral line, your DNA in your past lives will have got, is God your higher source?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll have him clear it. But because I'm in the altered, it's called an altered state, then I won't be speaking.
Yeah, you'll be in, I guess, theta?
Yes.
Okay.
I will be. And so we'll go in and have him clear that for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, just a minute.
We'll give Charlene a moment, Mark, and then we can chat.
Okay.
Don't want to distract her if she's moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, perhaps we can get something in real quick now. Mark?
Yeah.
Did you have another comment?
Yeah, we talked about astral healing also. You know, I was interested in that issue. I don't know if she feels comfortable talking about that.
Okay, that's kind of on a different track. Let's finish this one, and then we'll get into that, okay?
Okay. Now, does she do this? Now, my children are not in pain, per se, but with regard to the ascension, you know, I would obviously want to shoot for 100% clearance.
We're all shooting for that.
of all negative. I don't want to leave any stones unturned here.
You don't want anything hanging out there, huh?
That's right. So I want to clear everything.
What I would like to get first here is the information that Shirley's going to come back with the shoulder in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take that step and see where that leads us, because it might be one of the steps that we need to see where we're going to go eventually with this.
Okay. Does she also do it for children?
Are they your children?
Yes. Now, I would, you know, with regard to them, I would have them call her, or I would call them and put them on the line.
How old are they?
One's 9, the other's 6. But
we'll talk to her about it, but I don't think she needs to speak to them, because you as the parent can, you know, since they're young children, she as the parent can, I'm pretty sure, go through you for permission. Basically, when Charlene talks to somebody, it is to get permission to work with them, because
okay.
Nothing can be done without a person's permission. And see, you calling her asking, and then she's asking you, what is your source, is the highest source, is it God? And you said, mm-hmm. Yes. So she has gotten your permission to work with you. The children, she's probably going to tell you this, that minor children she can work with if she has your permission as the parent. So we'll touch base with that with her. We'll see how much time we're getting involved in. You might have to call back another day on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll have 2 hours with you.
Yes.
Yes, darling.
Okay, Mark, would you move around and see how your back's doing?
Feel fine. Did you see anything in there?
In your back?
Yeah.
Are you dealing with a lot of financial issues?
Pardon me? I didn't understand.
Are you dealing with financial issues?
Oh, frequently.
Okay.
I'm a securities analyst, so I do that every day at work. And we're having a large pool put in our backyard that's costing a lot of money.
So is that when the discomfort in your back started?
Actually, it was in March when we were in Disney World. So, but, so it might be, you think relating to finances and distress.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, that was part of the issue there.
Okay.
It's carrying the it's like you have a fear of the financial. Is that correct?
Well, concerns.
Anxiety, perhaps,
yeah,
is a better word, isn't it?
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard fear.
Okay. I think in terms of, you know, if you want to pick fear, I am, in the past year and a half, I've been trying to do astral projection. And actually, I guess.
Mark, before we get on to that subject, let's finish, if you don't mind, with what Charlene is talking
okay.
about this.
Okay.
Because
what I wanted to tell you was that he cleared that the issue that was generating the discomfort and in your back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And so he cleared it on your past life, cleared it in your morphogenetic, which is your genetic line, and then your DNA.
Okay.
Okay? Cleared it in your subconscious, and also cleared it in your soul level, cleared it in your heart mind. So he cleared it in all levels, and that's why I was asking you how your back feels. Then he came in and cleared the physical part of your back there. That's why I was asking you how you were feeling.
Okay. Well, it feels good. Feels good. And the shoulder?
Uh-huh.
Anything unusual there?
No, just that you're carrying everything.
Okay, I'm carrying everything.
Okay. Yeah. So what you're saying, Charlene, is that the shoulder was connected to the issues that are straining
right.
the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the discomfort that you're having in your shoulder, it's also looks like it's running down into like the middle of your back. Is that correct?
Yeah, on occasion.
Okay. So your issues are associated with the physical.
Okay.
And so when he releases the emotions associated with the physical, usually the physical will be released as well. So you had both of them released.
Okay.
That's why I was asking you, how does your back and your shoulder feel?
Right now, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for future reference, can I make the assumption that if I'm not in pain, that my negatives are cleared? No.
You're cleared. Yeah, you're clear.
Okay. Okay.
Let me explain what happens when, see, you will have ancestors that had the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
That carrying the world on your shoulders, a responsibility for others, and also responsibility for the finances.
Mm-hmm.
So it clears, like you talked about, it clears your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It clears your generational line. It also clears on the soul level of your cells that are in that area.
I believe air right now. Charlene, are you on air?
Yes.
I'm back.
Yeah, I can hear you.
And okay, and Mark is on back. Don had taken us off the air for a moment to tell us that he was working on some automatic software. We might hear a little bit of distortion now and then, but what's going to happen is that the files are going to be automatically put up into the archives as we do them.
Oh, good.
And that is what he wanted me to mention to the audience.
Okay, good.
And since we were off air for a few seconds, I kind of lost track of where we were. Charlene, you were explaining.
I was explaining that if we have an issue, the issue usually is associated not only with ours, but we might be picking up a cellular memory from our ancestors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or we might be picking up some information that has been given to us in a past life. So, which is a cellular memory as well. So those would be cleared, and then you don't carry that issue as much with you in that part of your body.
Okay. Now,
does that ask me any other questions you have about that?
Now, does with regard to the DNA, do we also refer to behavior?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is it possible to transmute the negative behavior into, let's say, positive behavior like love?
Well, basically, that's usually, let me explain, when something is taking out, there's a vibrational frequency of emotion,
uh-huh.
and when that is released, like we did with you just now, what God will do is he'll always replace it with a positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When it's replaced with a positive, you can't leave anything open. It's called you can't leave the energy as it was because you have to replace it with a positive immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he replaced it. that replace the negative with a positive frequency so that you're carrying joy and happiness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Okay.
Oh, is that what was replaced at this time?
Yes. So the replacement was joy and happiness.
Okay, good.
Okay. Or you can tell me, say, what would you like to have God replace it with?
Well, if there's anything left in terms of negative, which I understand at this point, there's none, but I would have said love.
Okay. So let's take a moment and put that in, okay?
Okay.
Were you having any discomfort in any other part of the body, Mark?
No. I have something unusual going on with my crown chakra. It's kind of like it tingles, and I'm wondering whether that's getting activated.
Well, we'll wait till Shirley finishes with that. Ask her if she sees something, and if not, I'll see if we can get an answer on that.
Okay.
I will tell you at this time, a lot of things have been tingling.
Yeah, I know.
These last couple months, there's been a lot of issues and sensations that are a little bit different.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned, I first heard about this, you know, kind of, I don't know, when I first contacted you, whether it was late April, early May. I was not aware of these rays from the supernova. You know, I just associated it with tension or whatever.
No.
You
know, this is according to Archangel Michael, that the energy from supernova 1987 is actually what is, people are calling this all different names. I mean, there have been gateways to it. They're talking about these new energies, but it is from this supernova. And when people talk about new energies coming through a gateway, that is just the means that it gets here.
Mm-hmm.
But the if you do a search on the internet of supernova 1987, you'll find out that this was a collision that actually occurred in the heavens over 200,000 years ago. It was so far away from us that the light from that explosion just hit this planet in 1987, therefore that particular name.
Mm-hmm.
But from 1987 to now, the light might have reached here, so we could see that explosion of the constellations. But now the energy is coming here. This is what we are working under right now, is this energy. Now, what that basically is, it's the stuff of the cosmos. It is recycling energy. Was that you, Charlene?
Yes. No, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because what is happening, too, is we're finding, because of this, we're finding that if you do a manifestation of something like this healing with you, when God goes in to do the healing, it's being manifested much more quickly than it ever has before, because the energy in the universe has actually changed and shifted, and we're feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now tell me how, went in and cleared your chakras. How are they feeling now?
Okay, my crown chakra, you know, I'm still tingling up there.
That's good.
Pardon me?
Okay, Charlene, he asked about that. What would be your response to what would make a crown chakra tingle?
Well, other than it's being highly activated.
Mm-hmm.
You probably are going to have more divine intervention than you've had before.
Oh, that's good.
Give an explanation of divine intervention, Charlene.
Okay, because usually the crown chakra is where it's a knowingness, the things that you just know are truth. And it's where you will have more divine communication with higher source, with your higher source.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's now open. Your crown chakra is opened.
It
more.
Is? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's more open. It looks more like it's almost like, it's more like a purple with a green, I see a green light with it. Does that feel, it just looks, what it's done is opened it up more.
Okay.
It's almost like you had some kind of hesitation. Is that a good word that you would use? Of letting divine intervention come in?
I guess a little bit, maybe. I try to frequently talk to my angels or whatever and ask them for advice on how pursue all this.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, sometimes what happens is I get a ringing noise in my ear, and then an answer kind of pops in my head to what I've been asking.
Well, that also, they're saying that, well, I think that Carolyn mentioned that before, a couple of months ago, about us having more ability to hear from those that have crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
all your sensory perceptions are opening up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the dimensions are thinning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's what you're hearing with your ears. It's almost like you're being downloaded. Does that explain that?
I would explain it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have two children that would possibly like to have done with also. Can you give me I know you do private clearings. Can you give me your phone number?
Oh, yes. It's 801.
Hold on here. 801.
944.
944.
93.
93. 46. 46. Okay. The two children are 9 and 6. My goal is ascension, and obviously I want to take them with me.
I love it.
Now, obviously, I would want to take my wife, too. She has MS. Now, it's a possibility that came from a past life also, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So sometimes what God will do is he'll go in and clear not only ancestral line. I'm finding that we're having to clear the ancestors of their past life as well,
mm-hmm.
so that we're doing a tremendous amount of work. In other words, you did a lot of work today. You did a lot of work not only in your past life, but also in your genetic line of your ancestors, their past lives,
mm-hmm.
because they bring cellular memories forward with a vibrational frequency, which becomes yours, and so theirs was cleared at the same time.
Okay.
So
and, you know, interestingly, I don't know if this is the case with you, Mark, but what I have seen in other situations is people have reincarnated into the same genetic line.
Hmm.
Yes, yes. In fact, probably most cases.
Most cases? That's interesting, Charlene.
Well, because I feel like that we come in sometimes and we don't resolve our issues within a family structure. So
mm-hmm.
then maybe we come back in that we might once again try that. Try to see if we can make that right. I can't say that that's always the case, but God told me one time, I said, well, I didn't understand what was going on, and he said, well, they'll get to do it again. In other words, they get to come back in and see if they can get it this time.
Mm-hmm.
The
if at first you don't succeed.
try again.
Because uh-huh.
basically the only thing that we really can take with us that is of great value is love.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything else,
mm-hmm.
there isn't anything else except love.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we have to learn that in this life. Time, and that is to have love and to give love and receive love.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't, we get to try it again to see if we really can learn the value of why we're here and why we're having these experiences.
Mm-hmm.
To stay in a space of love.
Now, there's something else, Mark. With these energies, we clear away something, and you might find that you will have pains in the same place or in another place later because there are, when you remove one issue, another one comes forth.
Okay.
And so, yes, and this is what we're really talking about clearing these different layers. So for today, there was one layer cleared. Now, if discomfort comes back, either in another place or in the same place, does not mean that this wasn't cleared. It means that another issue is coming up. And it's like, you know how your kids put a lot of toys in the bathtub and they're floating and some are floating underneath others and you move some off the top and a new toy pops up.
Mm-hmm.
That is how these things from the past are happening. Now, you cleared a layer. We were able to tell what that layer was because of the pain that you had and where it was. So when you have another pain someplace else, call back, and it may be a different issue altogether, or it might be an issue that is related to this in some fashion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what happens is that right in this day and age, we're given a wonderful opportunity for us to start clearing the work that we have to do now to clear things, but we're also being given the opportunity to clear all past life issues so that we're really done and we don't have to repeat it again. That's the opportunity we have right now, is to clear.
And we know you want to be done.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, we really want to do some more for you, dear, but we have half of the show now.
Call
us back either next week or send me an email or do both.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure. I'm sure yours too, Charlene.
Bye-bye, Charlene.
Bye.
Goodbye. Carolyn?
Yes.
I can't hear you. Something.
You can't hear me?
I can't hear you.
How about
It's all muffled again. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Something's happened to the transmission.
I don't know. Let's ask the powers that be.
Yeah, because I can tell you're talking, but I can't hear what you're saying.
We're having problem hearing each other. Is this a new caller, or is this the station?
Hello, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy, darling.
How you doing?
We're doing fine, but we're having a problem because Charlene can't hear me. Charlene, can you hear me at all?
And I can hear your voices, but it's all broke up again.
Mm.